told you many times, this is a Baptist church. What are you clapping for? Give the Lord a hand of applause then. How's that? You like clapping, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I want to talk back to you too.
Because I know when push comes to shove, you'll take the preacher's side, won't you, huh? All right. Renee, you got some wonderful, sweet people. Why don't you introduce these folks to us?
I have my dad, Robert, and I have my stepmom with us.
Hey, give them a hand of applause. They came all the way from the state of Indiana to be with us. And we're so glad that you folks are here. Thank you for being here. All right. Welcome back. You going to say?
2 days.
Oh, that's right. You two got to go back to jail, don't you? We all know these two work at the jail. That's right. They've always told me every time, so preacher, don't you worry. You go on to preach. If you get locked up, we'll keep you in there. Don't you worry.
You're in your own room.
You're in my own room. That's right. That's right. Exactly. All right, you guys are back safe. We love you. All right. This is probably the longest series in my 35 years that I have stuck with one subject or one book on a Sunday morning. And we've been in this series for 8 months, and we're bringing it to a close today. This is the last chapter in the book of Revelation. I'm very excited starting next week. I'm going to approach this subject different than any other way that I've approached the subject. I've been in this long enough where the notes that I've taken over the many years, people have always asked me a lot of questions about different subjects. But one subject that people ask me probably the most about is, what is heaven going to be like? What's going to happen there? And there's people that ask me all kinds of questions. And I'm going to approach this series on this. The people have asked me a particular question. I'm going to put the question up on the screen. And then I'm going to take the scripture and then I'm going to answer it. Now, some things, believe it or not, it just simply comes down to a matter of opinion. Because there is no biblical stance for what some people think about heaven. Some people think, you know, whatever you like. If you like golf, you're going to play golf every day in heaven. If you like to fish, you're going to fish every day in heaven. Well, I don't know. Maybe it will be, but we can't quite prove that by scripture. But I'm not going to get up here and tell you yes or no, because I can't prove it one way or the other. But I do know this. When it comes right down to it, I promise you, you're going to be glad to hear the words, "Welcome home, thy good and faithful servant." No matter what we describe heaven, the best thing about it is you need to be there. Be glad that you're going through the doors to heaven. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, so that starts next week. All right, Brother Larry, if you're ready, let's finish up. Revelation chapter 22. This basically, in a lot of ways, is still going to describe a little bit about the new heaven and the new earth, which we left in chapter 21. And then it gives us a little bit of a warning, and it gives us a little bit, you're going to see three times how fast Jesus is coming. And he showed me a pure river. Now, we're still talking about the new heaven and new earth, but we left off in chapter 21. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Now, let's give a picture. Here's how I see this. This river, we're talking about the new heaven and the new earth. We're done past the millennium. Now the new heaven and new earth comes down. And now we have the throne of God. Remember, we're not going to have any night there because the God Almighty and Son Jesus Christ provide the light for us. Going down the center of this is probably going to be this river. I promise you, I was on Taylorsville Lake last week. You put your hand in the river, below 2 inches, you can't see your hand. There's no clear water. But I promise you, this is going to be the clearest water you've ever seen, pure, because it's coming right out of the throne of God. Coming right down the center of town. And on either side are the streets of gold, and on either side is you see these trees of life. Gather fruit, everyone. Now all this is a symbolism, and yet it may be a real river. May be real trees. May be real fruit. But here's what this symbolizes. On this earth, you can't live without water. You realize that, don't you? Now, I've tried to live without food, and of course, I'm skin and bone now, but I mean, you know, it's tough. But listen, just because you've lost a lot of weight, don't talk to me. Half of this church has lost a lot of weight. Preacher, he finds it somehow or another. Now, food and water we have to have to maintain. In heaven, we don't have to worry about it anymore because it's going to be provided for you every day. Every month, new piece of fruit. We got the water. Symbolizes this. In heaven, you will have no more. Your needs are being met by the best, by the best, by the best. Because God and His Son Jesus is providing it for eternity. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Amen. All right, Bill, here we go. And there was no more curse. In other words, no more sin. No more answer to sin, because sin is gone. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. Thank you, Jesus. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. That's right. And there shall be no more night there. There's no more need for the candle. No more LGBT or Salt River bill. Man. Thank you, Jesus. Neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. They'll survive forever and ever. God is the light. God is the light. God is the light. No more darkness. Forever and ever we live in the shadow and the wonderful grace of God. Isn't that great? Give the Lord a hand. All right, Lord. And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. Yes, they are. And the Lord God of holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which would shortly be done. This is just John summarizing what's going on. Now here, look at this. First time. Behold, Jesus speaking, I come quickly.
Amen.
Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Here's the first time. In most of your Bibles, if you have a red letter edition, that should be in red. Jesus is speaking. I'm coming quickly. I say today is all right with me.
Amen.
What about you? Good morning. Have a problem. All right, Lord. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not. In other words, quit bowing down to the angel. For I am a fellow servant. And of thy brethren, the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. Now this is probably about the fourth or fifth time that John has been told, quit bowing down to angels. This is why I like John, because he's about as hard-headed as I am. You're going to bow down again to this angel. An angel is going to say, will you get up off your knees? You don't bow to any angel. You only bow down to God Almighty and his Son, Jesus Christ. Wow, give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, here we go. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of this prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Thank God. He said, Don't seal it, because a lot of people who give prophecy don't say anything about it. They just sort of either write it down and hide it. He said, don't hide it. Write it down. Open it up to the world. And this is why you and I have what we have today called the book of Revelation. Because the angel said, don't hide it, write it down. And I'm thankful that he wrote it down. What about you? Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, let me talk about verse 11. He that is unjust, let it be unjust still. He that is filthy, let it be filthy still. He that is righteous, let it be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Now, why is that in here at the end of this book? I'm going to tell you what my opinion is. There are people that will read this book, study this book, and at the end of it, it's not going to change. As simple as I don't have that. There are people, go to church, don't go to church, raised in church, not raised in church. When it comes down to it, people, there's two groups of people on this planet. It's not black and white. It's not the color of your skin. It's not even the gender. You're either saved or you're lost. That's only two groups of people that's ever been through this planet. If you're saved, you're going to be saved still. If you're lost, you're still lost. It's up to you. You make the decision. But when people read this book, they're going to make a decision. Either they're going to stay lost or they're going to come saved. And believe with me, without any shadow within my mind to think, that there are people, because Satan's that powerful, that study this book and still walk away and say, I don't believe any of it. Well, that's your choice to make. One day when the trumpet sounds, you're going to wish to God you have made the choice. I promise you that. Give the Lord a hand of applause. And all right, Brother Larry, here we go. And behold, I come quickly. Second time. I like hearing this. I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Yes, it is. To give every man according to his work shall be. I'm coming quickly. The reward is with me. We've talked about these rewards. It simply means your reward is coming with Christ. And when he comes, he says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. In other words, this is the last two alphabets, if you will, within the Greek, simply says, I am the A and I'm the Z. I was there from the beginning, I'll be there till the end. That's Jesus. He's been there all the time and will be there with us from here forward. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Thank God for that. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. May have right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates in this city. Now, we've talked about this. You know, these gates are always going to be open. But at that point in time, the decisions have been made. You live by his commandments. You live by his will. You have the right to the kingdom of heaven because of Jesus. You have the right to the tree of life. You have the right because of who? You have the right because of Jesus. Not because of anything you've done. Not because of how righteous you are, but because you have enough steps to believe in Jesus, because he is the key to the kingdom. He holds the key. When you ask for the key and say, I believe in you, Jesus, he gives it to you. But you've got to ask for it. When you ask for it, he'll give it to you. He don't care the color of your skin. He don't care how old you are. He don't care what you've done, what sin you've done. When you ask for the keys and say, Jesus, I believe in you. I accept you. I love you. He hands the keys. Let me tell you this. When he hands you the keys, he don't take them away. That's Jesus we serve. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Now, here's the last time we're going to see this. But we're also going, in the conclusion of this, we're going to be reminded one more time, those who will not be in the kingdom of heaven. For without, which means this will not be in heaven, are dogs. Now, those of you that are dog lovers, this is not the animal dogs. Believe me, there are some people on this planet that are dogs. You understand that, don't you? A dog is a follower. It's not a leader. Dogs will go wherever it's fed the most. And Satan feeds you lies and you follow him, you're just a dog to the God. You understand that? That's what this means. Believe me, I've seen dogs that are more friendlier and faithful than people. But that's what this means. Dogs, sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto these things in the churches. That's why he was told about to seal this up, because he wanted this preached throughout the ages that he's coming. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. A reference to Jesus as he speaks. Okay, little way. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that hears say, come. Let him that is athirst go. Here is the last invitation in God's word. One day, just as I read this, one day across this planet, there's going to be one last invitation given before the trumpet sounds. It could be today. It could be next Sunday. It could be a year from now, 20 years from now, 100 years from now. But I've told you this, everything in God's word has been fulfilled. It can happen any moment. Here's the last invitation. And whosoever will, let him take up the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Here's the warning. The preachers, teachers, and anyone else, don't be going out here with your own opinion. Revelations is really black and white. When you're under the right preacher, you're under the right teacher, and I've tried for the last 8 months to make this book as black and white as I can make it. I've tried to leave my opinion out of it because I better. But my opinion don't matter. I'm flesh and blood like you are. This is the way of life. This is God's word. And the warning is, if you add to it or take away from it, you're going to answer for it. You better watch. Preachers across this globe, and there are some that watch me every day on the internet, teachers, anyone else, it is a calling, but it's a calling to preach the word of God, not to interpret the word of God the way you want to do it. It's God's word. It's his Bible. It belongs to him. A lot of times, all I really do in God's word is I just read it and let it preach itself. Because God's word will do that. Give them all a hand of applause. So Larry, let's finish it up. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of prophecy, shall take away any of his part of the book of life. What a warning. And out of the holy city from the things which are written in this book. Okay, Larry. He which testifies these things, here's the last time he'll say it, surely I come quickly. The third time in this chapter, he says this. Amen. Even so, John says, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Last word. Amen. What a book. What a book. He's coming, folks. This is why I believe all my heart that the Lord put upon me to do this last. And I'll probably, I don't know this for sure, but more likely I'll never do this again on Sunday mornings for 8 months. But I'm here to tell you, it's put upon my heart to take this book. And I'll say, because I've had people tell me, and I don't know whether this is true or not, but I do believe I'm one of a few preachers who didn't skip a verse. Not a word, not a chapter. I didn't run from anything in the book of Revelations. I give it to you as best I know through God's grace. But believe me, I believe this. Every word of it is true.
Amen.
And every word of it will be true. Amen. And it's coming true. And I pray that it comes quickly. I pray that it comes. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And the congregation said,
amen.
Would you stand with me? So every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I'm thankful for the ability and the help to be able to present this book of Revelation through all of these months. And my prayer is, Father, even though it's on the internet to go and watch it anytime we want to, that Father, it'll touch lives, even from the last amen that we give. Father, I thank you for technology. But Father, technology is not the answer. The answer is Jesus. The answer is in the fact. Do you believe in him? Do you live for him? You know, Satan is coming at every home as fast as he can come. And he's trying to run over you. And he will run over you and destroy you unless you put Jesus in your home. Unless you come to his house. Unless you live for him. But I promise you this. When you're faithful to him, Satan will never be able to touch you. No matter how bad you seem to think it'll get. You're in the hands of God. You're in the grace of God. And you're under his wonderful, wonderful grace. Be thankful for that. But if you're here today and you're lost, even if you're watching by internet, maybe you'll watch this sometime at night. You could be in jail. You could be hurting. But I promise you, all you've got to do is say, Jesus, come into my life. Be with me. Watch over me. Forgive me, Father, for I want to believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. And from that moment forth, he will hand you the keys of heaven, and you're saved. That same invitation to accept week after week after week. But I promise you, just as surely as I'm standing here before you, one day that trumpet will sound, and this world will change for eternity. Know Jesus now. Accept him now. Live for him now. Father, bless these moments. All within the sound of my voice, it's my prayer that they know Jesus. If not, may they truly come. Take me by the hand and let me pray with them and introduce them to the kingdom of God. If you need a quiet time at this altar, we invite you to come. If you just need with me to pray with you about something, you come and I will be glad to do that. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Will you come in Jesus' name? Stephanie, what's our invitation?
320. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
As we say, would you come?
320.